The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, as the weather gets colder and we're reminded that Christmas is right around the corner, taking care of your skin is as important or maybe even more important than ever, particularly in this chilly weather. Joining me to talk about ways to manage your skin is Professor Katrina Ryan, consultant dermatologist at the Institute of Dermatology. Katrina, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
Is it very different at this time of year compared to those balmy summer days?
Yeah, well, I suppose there's two things. First of all, wintertime, our skin gets drier. You know, we all have the central heating, especially this last couple of days, cranked up full whack. So that really dries out your skin. And then the dry coldness outside. So we do tell people to change up their skincare regimen. People who have dry skin, like eczema, you know, psoriasis, that sort of thing, often flare their skin conditions this time of year. But for people who have normal skin or healthy skin, I should say, and they also need to use more moisturizer. Face, often the lower legs get a lot drier, especially in older people, and elsewhere. Ceramides is the word you're looking for in moisturizers. It really helps to replenish the lipid barrier. But the other thing we see when it comes to this time of year, Pat, people, there's a lot of pressure of Christmas, especially for people going to either their work Christmas party, or a lot of us, or certainly I do, I think my social calendar has gotten busier than, you know, even when I was in my 20s. You've got a lot of people that you only see once a year. Yeah. So your old school pals, your old college pals.
God, doesn't she look wretched?
Well, that's, a year could do a lot. So people do feel this pressure to look great, to have their hair looking great, their skin looking great. So this time of year, I think a lot of people start to, in maybe sort of November, early December, start to do skin procedures or, you know, look for quick fixes before the Christmas party season starts. Now,
some of the more dramatic fixes like face peels and so on, they do take a time to recover. So you've got to do it early.
This is very important. Actually, a lot of the really good treatments that we do, and you know, the sort of aggressive lasers, aggressive peels, that sort of thing, there's no point in doing them now if you're looking for a quick fix for Christmas, because it takes about 6 weeks to even start laying down the collagen. So I think the quick fixes we see really are Botox. If people have forgotten to book in that Botox appointment, they're like drug addicts this time, like begging down the phone.
How often do people, suppose you're having Botox, if you've wrinkles on your forehead, for example, and you want them straightened out, how many times a year would you have to do that?
Usually four times a year. You know, some people do it a little bit less, but if you're being consistent, it's four times a year. The other things that people can do, and you know, we have a lot coming in right now to our clinic to get IPL treatments. That sort of gets rid of the reds and the browns very quickly and gives you a glow.
Gentle, so this is kind of a laser thing.
Yeah, it's an intense pulse light, and there's no downtime, so you're a little bit pinker for just that day or that evening, and then you look fine. Gentle chemical peels can really help revitalize the skin. Dermaplaning is very popular as well. That's when you, when somebody comes in, we scrape off their peach fuzz, you know, the little hairs on their face, and the dead skin cells, so that their makeup goes on really well and they're more glowy. And there is one treatment actually that we're doing an awful lot of at the moment. It's a package that people come in, and we have a lot of working professionals come to our clinic, to the cosmetic suite at our clinic. So it combines them all. So you get dermplaned, IPL, a gentle chemical peel, and injections that, you know, you don't even see the injection marks after a couple of hours, that have something called polynucleotides. It's called Fill Art. So you combine the polynucleotides with a very light hyaluronic acid, and you actually do look amazing a week later. So that's, you know, we're out the door with that at the moment. But it's all the quick fixes. There's no point in doing something that isn't instant gratification if you're trying to look good for Christmas. Now, obviously, we should all be thinking about the long game and what we look, you know, down the road. But that's what we see a lot of, for sure.
You mentioned drying out at home with the central heating and so on. Is there any simple way, without buying a humidifier, that you can humidify your house, like leaving a basin of water lying around the place?
So you said, is there any clever way? I was about to say a humidifier, because they're actually not that expensive, Pat. And if this is something that happens every year, you know, you feel, especially your face, lips, anywhere that's exposed out of the bedclothes and gets very dry, it's no harm. But yes, you know, a basin of water apparently near a radiator, if you have radiators in your In your house.
It'll evaporate and give you some more moisture in the air. You know the way when you're trying to look at something, a product, whether it's any good or not, you'll see all sorts of miracle ingredients. It could be aloe vera. It could be avocado. I mean, do those things do any good?
Often plants are our worst friends when it comes to skincare because they can cause allergic contact dermatitis. Probably the most common forms of, you know, when you put something on your skin and you get an allergy are things that contain plants. So I would say don't waste your money on anything fancy when it comes to moisturising. You're looking for hyaluronic acid is a great natural moisturiser. It's a huge component of our own skin. So you're always good with hyaluronic acid and ceramides, which are the lipids. We lose that fat layer in our skin, especially as we get older in the barrier. So look for ceramides as well. More expensive is not better. Like I love brands like CeraVe, Cetaphil. You're looking for that word ceramides and things if you really want a moisturiser. Okay. And just increase that on your face at night during the winter months. From October to really April, you want a thicker moisturiser.
I'm a female in my 40s. Lately, the skin on my neck is problematic with unsightly acne. I took Roaccutane in my 20s for acne, but never had issues with my neck. Is this most likely hormonal? Would a dermatologist be able to do anything for me? Acne on the neck.
Yeah, we see, with adult hormonal acne, we often see it lower face, jawline and upper neck. So yes, absolutely, this is likely adult hormonal acne. You're seeing this sort of reemerge again in the 40s, perimenopause, where we tip the balance, and absolutely go to a dermatologist because most likely that patient will need a second course of Roaccutane. About 30% of people need a second course in their lifetime. So this is likely the case.
I have raised red bumpy patches on my upper arms. What is it likely to be? What's causing it and how can it be treated?
Oh God, well, I'd have to see it. That could be eczema, or if they're tiny little bumps, a lot of people get these little bumps on their upper arms and their thighs, which is called keratosis pilaris. They've often had it since childhood. Their mum or dad will have it. Other people in the family have it too. And it's that they're not losing the dead skin on the top of their hair follicles. So often looks bumpy. Brides hate it. Using moisturisers, especially ones containing lactic acid. There's one that I love called Ameliorate Transforming Body Lotion. You can get it online. Or if it's coming up to a big event, like a wedding or something like that, a chemical peel can make a big difference.
I have acne scars from when I was in my late teens, early 20s. I'm in my mid-40s. Is there anything I can do now to change or reduce the pockmarks?
Absolutely. And I think, God, we see a huge amount of acne in our clinic, Pat. And it's great to clear it, but some people are left with very disfiguring scars. We have an amazing laser now. It's really changed. It's been a game changer for us. And it's a combination of CO2 lasers. So that's resurfacing the skin. And that's really what you have to do to try and fix these scars, because you have to get the skin to heal flat, if you know what I mean. So it combines radio frequency microneedling, which gets deeper into the dermis, with the CO2 laser. It's called Secret Pro, and it makes a huge difference. It's a very difficult thing for people. You see a lot of men end up, you know, growing beards to hide
the acne scars.
Yeah.
Martini's been on. My mother had beautiful skin throughout her life. The only treatment she ever applied was almond oil, which is not expensive. Have you heard of almond oil?
Yeah, almond oil. And again, that's full of the lipids I'm talking about. You have lots of people who come into me and they used Pond's cold cream all their lives. And, you know, I don't know where it's gone now. Maybe it's still around. But again, it's just regular moisturising and using stuff that are full of lipids. You know, you do not have to spend money, you know. And I was a victim to that. As soon as I started making, getting a payslip, I was into Brown Thomas buying the most expensive cream I could. And I might as well have been throwing it down the loo. So, you know, don't waste your money.
Okay. Finally, do people have a blindness about some of the effects that are... I'm looking at Tulisa, and I'm a celebrity, get me out of here, and she's obviously had a lot of work done. And it's a disimprovement. Does she not see that it's worse than...
Oh, yes. Like, Pat, we have an epidemic of this walking around Ireland and the world now. And women who have actually made, I think, themselves look less attractive and older often. And yes, what it is... it's a process called adaptation. So if you keep seeing people with big lips, you know, you start to look at your own and think you've got inferior lips, and then you want the same. And these people, it happens to them looking at themselves every day then. You know, they think their lips look good now and they're looking more, scrolling through social media is what has done a lot of this damage. So they want more and more and more. And it can ruin beautiful women and men, I suppose, as well.
Professor Katrina Ryan, consultant dermatologist and co-founder of the Institute of Dermatology. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks. That's it.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.